We're going to shift focus now and have a conversation on matriculants being urged to refrain from attending pens down parties. The non-governmental organization World Changes Candidate is urging learners, especially grade 12s, to refrain from participating in the so-called pens down parties. In June 2022, of course, 21 youngsters were killed at a pens down party at a tavern in the Eastern Cape. The NGO has launched the Say No to Pens Down campaign. Joining us on the line is the founder and chairperson of World Changes Candidate, Lucas Matlakane. Lucas, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, Ashraf Kenny, and good morning to all the Voice of the Cape Radio, and thanks for the opportunity.
Now, it's an absolute pleasure, and thank you so much for availing yourself this morning, Lucas. Pens down parties are arguably more popular in some communities than others, but it has been an ongoing trend that has, you know, existed in some way, shape, or form for many years. The idea, though, behind, you know, urging matriculants to refrain from these parties and your organization calling on them to do just that, explain to us the background and the details.
Yes, I mean, if I may just put it, give you a bit of a background, World Changes Candidate is an NPO that's assisting people with drug and substance abuse. The organization was formed over 22 years ago when we helped assisted Kabelo Mabalane, who is now the pastor at Rema Church. He was a musician. He was part of the TKZ members at that time. So he was actually involved into drugs and substance abuse. So we approached him, and then we assisted him ever since then when we started registering an NPO. So we have assisted quite a lot of people, and our interventions are focused at communities, schools, individuals, and we take them through the process till we actually get them to rehabs. And then after the rehab, we have an aftercare program that they remain with the organization then as World Changes Candidate ambassadors. So as we speak now, we've got quite a lot of them. So if I could just quote one incident was in 22 before the annual Bennett Tavern, there was an incident at one of the schools in Gauteng called Leondale High School where the kids were commemorating the 420. The 420, it happens every year on the 20th of April, and it's called 420, and it's Dacha Day. So when the kids decided to have a Dacha party at school, we were called in as an organization to come in and do an intervention. So over the years, we have actually been sending messages on three things at schools. Is the bankers party, is the pens down, and then is the 420. But then we have just realized that, you know, talking to the kids, because even this year when we launched our campaign 2 weeks ago, on our TikTok page, you can go on at World Changes Candidate and you check. In 2 days, we had over 500,000 kids responding and saying, stop it, we're going to have our pens down. I mean, those responses were coming from all over the country in every province. And then we saw the magnitude to say, we've been talking to kids over the years. So it's about time that we focus on parents, we focus on the nation, we focus on the caregivers to say, please be careful. On the 29th, the 30th, and the 1st, kids are planning pens down parties. And we all know that pens down parties, they are always accompanied by drugs. There is no pens down parties that is just where kids are going to have ice cream, coffee, and tea. All the pens down copies, parties, they are accompanied by alcohol, cigarette, vaping, hubbly now, and then all sort of other big drugs that are involved into the pens down parties. And what is even more sad is that pens down parties are organized by underage kids. I mean, as you would recall, what happens at annual Bennett Tavern, those kids were underage. I mean, you had the youngest at 18. So we thought, you know, let's focus more on parents to say, when it comes to this season, please watch where your kids are. We had an incident also in Gauteng at one of the schools, Dinwiddie High School, where one of the learners bid their parents good night around 9 o'clock, and they saw her going into her bed. And then by 4 o'clock, when they received the call to say, your child died because she was involved in a car crash coming from a pens down party. So they couldn't, because kids, they sneak out. But we are trying to alert the nation, the parents, the caregivers to say, on that day when your child says, goodbye, I'm going to have a chat with my friends, we're going to have a party, you might see your child for the last time, because over the years also, all those parents' ground parties, you can just mention but a few, but every single parents' ground parties, there is death involved in that. Kids died, some overdose. There is a lot that's going on. There is a rape. There is a lot that's going on in the with the parents' ground parties. So we are urging the nation, we are urging the communities. You know, this year we were very fortunate that the Central Drug Authority issued a statement also supporting us. And we also saw a statement also coming from the KZN Department of Education and the Eastern Cape as well, cautioning the liquor boss there to say, we will revoke the license. And I think that's the attitude that should actually be coming. So here in Gauteng, we were actually asking that the police, the law enforcement, should raid these parties because they don't end up well.
Mm. Yeah, no, look, I guess arguably certainly concerning, particularly for parents and, these parties in many instances take various shapes and forms, as you mentioned. But again, to the very important point that you raised, I think is the role of parents in, these sorts of equations and conversations, that parents are not, call it, exempt from their role, as it relates to ensuring, the safety and the well-being of their kids, even though they've now completed the matric exams.
Yes, and what we're encouraging is that, you know, there could be parties. I mean, there are restaurants, there are beautiful places where, you know, you as a parent, you could say, today is your last day, and I want to reward you by taking you out. And then you can take them. They can actually choose even the places that they would want to go. But as long as they are like parents there, they are under supervision. Because the most important thing that we are really asking here is their lives. And not only their lives, but, you know, drugs are very strange. Your child could actually be starting taking drugs on that day because of the peer pressure. They find themselves in a group of people that are taking drugs. They haven't been taking drugs. And because of the peer pressure, they try. And with the drugs are addictive. Actually, one of the letters that Kabelo Mabalane wrote us was exactly that he was this shy boy, and then at the parents' ground parties, he had his six-pack of Pepsi Cola. And when he got there, everyone laughed at him, were mocking him. Then he tried. He started with a cider, and then the rest, like history, we know where he ended up. Mm. So there is peer pressure in there. And there is a lot that is happening, but you can't experiment with drugs. Drugs are not sweets or tea that you could say, no, I'll try, I'll drink, and then I'll leave it. The minute you start, you are gone forever. There is a little drug that is now making rounds here in Gauteng, in the township. It's called You Kiss, You Marry. That drug is so lethal that once you puff once, you are gone, you are in it. So you cannot experiment with drugs. Let me just share with you a simple drug like a cigarette. It's so difficult for people who started smoking, who want to quit, that it's becoming so impossible. They just try, it's not. And it started with that peer pressure. And most of the time, because like we are saying, we are assisting with the intervention of people that we take into rehabs and helping them to recover, they will tell you how difficult it is actually just to quit just smoking cigarette. And they will tell you they didn't have any reason actually to start smoking. But it's always more about peer pressure, trying to fit into the situation. So we are saying, parents, be aware, be careful. Even it's only like those 3 days. And you know, these 3 days are as dangerous as the 31st of December. But it's only one day that caused such a mayhem. So this time, I'm still encouraging that, if you could go on at World Changers Candidate TikTok page, you would see the comments of the kids on that. They're actually swearing at our campaign. They're saying all sort of nasty things because they already arranged. They're even posting their flyers. And remember at Nyobeni Tavern, the kids posted a flyer that says, Guzo Fiwa. That means people are going to die. And literally that's what happened. Mm. Right now, they're posting a flyer that says, Friday is pens down lockdown, and they're planning to shut down everything that moves on that Friday. You can imagine the kind of a mayhem where young kids are trying to plan a shutdown. So it's something that's going to be out of control.